And I have no financial interest. No lending objectives are, but you'll be able to discuss the need for improved community-based health data collections and information management at the local health department. And I will now tell you why. And just as a brief travelogue, this is what St. Joseph's College looks like in Standish, Maine, on the shores of Sebago Lake, where it's very nice to go and reflect and regroup. Fortunately, my course is online, so I don't get to go there very often, but it's sure a nice place to visit. excuse me. I've been on adjunct faculty there for 5 years, teaching in a population-focused care course for didactic and practicum in the master's program and in the education track. And the course, when I inherited it 5 years ago, was the paper-based distance program, which I had to rewrite last year because it was not very adaptable for online teaching, and I incorporated the scope and standards of public health nursing practice as the framework that held it together. The students in their first unit must do a community assessment using Anderson McFarland's Community as Partner framework as for the assessment tool. If you're not familiar with what this is, it's based on Betty Newman's client system focused. And I chose this after some experimenting with the epidemiological triangle because most of the students knew very little about where they lived. And this makes you look at it with eight subsections or subsystems, which is the basic infrastructure of every community. So it's worked well. Also part of that first unit, they have to review or try and find some local health data and kind of couple it with the Healthy People 2010 and look at 2020 now and see where we went wrong. The problem is that we're finding, except in a few big cities, there is no health data because nobody's collecting it. And if it is, it's in papers, in paper form, and that's not of much use. Most health departments, or at least the state health departments, all have to report to CDC. So we have infectious disease reports, but that's it. And those are all electronic. So where is the void? It's that profound lack of available current data. And even many counties have nothing. So, and I have students all over the country that are all online. And it really places a graduate student at a severe disadvantage for trying to complete this assessment. So why is the void? And I think we've already kind of discussed that. There's a pervasive lack of electronic record keeping in most health departments, and the pen and paper-based documentation system really might at best produce an annual report. And the only thing it really is tracked is morbidity and mortality. And a solution that is definitely needs to be explored. I might also add that I'm a DNP program at UMass Amherst, and my current course is healthcare quality. So somehow or other, light dawn, da-da. What we're lacking is quality across the board. And one of the things that has come up in the meeting is John Abedian's theory of structure, process, and equals outcomes. And I think if we kind of look at healthcare or public health, we're lacking in all three areas. How do we improve it? I mean, just take a look. In all the years, almost 40 years that I've been in public health as a public health nurse, we've always been moaning and groaning. Nobody knows what we do. And we have nothing to create to produce that information. And what I've been hearing today kind of confirms that we're still moaning and groaning that nobody knows what we do. So we have to have some process or structure to create that information. And I think my students have realized that there's a big need here. I've also asked in departments that they've worked in, has there been a system, electronic system for this? And I think in the 5 years, I've had two students that have heard of the Omaha system. So at least somebody has. And then we have to look at the intersect of nursing education, the pluses and the minuses. Informatics seems to be required in all graduate level education. It's beginning to creep into the undergrad. We perfunctorily look at nursing vocabularies. They've been mentioned several times here this week. And the competencies in public health are awareness, knowledge, and proficiency. I think we've barely touched awareness as far as what usable tools there are in informatics for students to learn or to use. And we certainly aren't encouraging it. Assessing the process, how does nursing deliver population-focused care? By patchwork, I think would be the best answer. And how are the changes tracked and managed? Usually as a result of a crisis. And what tools are in place for documentation? Very few. And if we have successes, how will we know? There's not really that many methods of recognizing, at least and not formally documenting and having them validated. Any outcomes, what are they? Are they achievable? Karen has talked about her two studies. There's been achievable things there. Some have been good, some have been bad, and some are to be determined. That was using electronic systems and nursing vocabulary. Another little thing that has come across in my quality course was, in this slide we're referring to the 2008 Public Health Quality Forum, which is a mirror image of the IOM 2001 National Quality Forum, where there were specific aims that were established for acute care, that there were six of them, as a matter of fact, that all hospitals must achieve now. And I remind you that this initiative, it was a result of the 2000 medical era revelation. So it's quite reassuring that the very first aim for the hospital is safety. Is it safe? Is it efficient? Is it effective? Is it timely? Is it patient-centered? And is it equitable? And one of the sessions this morning, I commented that trying to provide socially just services for people that can't get to there because they're working. That's the thought that we have to kind of put on the back burner now, because it is not patient-centered. It's profession-centered. So in 2008, Public Health had their own quality forum. So there were six for the hospital, but Public Health has gone three better. So this is population-centered. It has to be equitable. It has to be proactive. It has to be health-promoting. It has to be risk-reducing. It has to be vigilant. It has to be transparent. It also has to be effective, and it has to be efficient. And one of the equitable is in both of them, and I remind you that ASTO's and APHA's project for the next year is health equity, so this is in keeping with that. And the definition for quality in public health is the degree to which policies, programs, services, and research for the population increase desired health outcomes and conditions in which the population can be healthy. I've touched on this quite a few times, but I think there's seven recognized nursing vocabularies by ANA, and the Omaha system is one of them. It originally started as for community health, but is now fairly widely in some states applied to public health. How prevalent is it in applications in education? I think rather cursory, and probably less so in the applications in practice, except for maybe Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and the West Coast. We're trying to get it to the East Coast one of these days. And looking at the the future of nursing, elements that I thought were very significant to this subject, whether the nurses should practice to the full extent of their education and training. We need to get them there so that they can. But also, the thing that I thought was relevant for this was the fact the importance of information systems and infrastructure. It was specifically designed to track the nursing workforce, but we also need to look at it for practice, too. These are some of the resources where some information was obtained. I think you probably have seen the other two about seamless education and nurses to be full partners with physicians and other healthcare professionals. I think my class was in an uproar when they read the AMA statement that didn't look like that was going to happen. But anyways, we can always hope that we will all eventually collaborate. And a thought I'd like to leave you with, may this be food for thought to bring public health both the tools and the validation it deserves. Let's not remain the poor relations in the family of healthcare providers. Prevention works. Let it be counted. Thank you.